news this morning, Syrian activists say a warplane has bombed a petrol station near the Turkish border, killing more than 50 people. Witnesses say a big crowd of people had been queuing for petrol when the attack occurred. A group of landowners is threatening to stop Australia building a processing centre on Manus Island. They say they weren't consulted about the plan and are now demanding $45 million in compensation. Police have charged a ninth person over last weekend's violent protest in Sydney. The 19-year-old man has been granted bail. He'll face court next month. New South Wales Police say while no more protesters are planned this weekend, they are stepping up their resources just in case. The federal court decides today whether Australian investors in Lehman Brothers will be compensated. The US investment bank went bankrupt during the 2008 global financial crisis. More than 70 local councils, charities and church groups are seeking up to $200 million in compensation. And the British regulator has ruled that Rupert Murdoch's pay TV channel BSkyB is fit and proper to hold a broadcasting licence. It had been investigating the company in the wake of the phone hacking scandal. Now, the regulator has found no evidence of any wrongdoing, but it did criticise the company's former boss, James Murdoch, for not initially acting on the scandal.